This is Catherine Fabrizio with Daughters Rising, with help for the good daughter suffering from the good daughter syndrome. Will your narcissistic, difficult mother ever understand you? What to do if she never does? Can your mother empathize with you? Can she get past her defensiveness and put herself in your place? What do you do if the answer is no? But what if you need to get past this to move on, to claim your life for yourself and parent your daughter? How do you do this? Well, this can be hard, very hard. Those of us who've traveled this road can tell you there are some things that just don't get better just because you continue to try. There may come a time when you need to be your own witness. As hard as this is, it may be the only way to freedom. Trapped in the role of the good daughter of your narcissistic mother, you bear the mark of your mother's pain. You have put your mother's needs ahead of your own. In the relationship dynamic, you had no other choice. To end the cycle, you might need to face the fact that justice is only going to come from you, and that will have to be enough. For most of us, this is hard, really hard. The little girl in you wants for mom to understand and approve of you, but you've worked so hard to be good for mom. What if you need for her to understand that she is hurting you and she just can't give you that one? Because of her limitations, she can't put herself in your shoes and see things from your perspective, no matter how much you explain it. Some mothers just can't. And you have your own little girl looking at you, needing you. She needs you to be there for her. It's decision time. At this point, the only relevant question becomes whether or not you're going to spend a lifetime trying to be heard and seen by someone who just can't see or hear you. If you've talked yourself blue in the face and find yourself always on the defensive, chances are there isn't anyone home, psychologically speaking. At least not enough of a reflective self to take in what you have to say. Whether she's narcissistic, borderline, histrionic, depressed, addicted, a toxic combo, or you've simply hit a hot button issue, she might be incapable of taking in what you have to say. How do I know? I've heard many a daughter trapped in the role of the good daughter on my therapy couch describe the same scenario over and over, and have lived that one myself. Unconsciously, we blame ourselves and stay tied to a mother who can't truly empathize with us, falsely thinking if we only get it right, then mom will understand and accept us. If mom can't empathize with you, you cannot experience the understanding you hunger for. So one more explanation that falls deaf on deaf ears is one too many. Let me save you some trouble and possibly therapy dollars. As difficult as it is, at some point you're better off cutting your losses, grieving, and moving on, calmly, peacefully, and thoughtfully, but definitively. To continue in the exhausting exercise of explaining yourself reaches a point of diminishing returns. Now, no one can tell you where this point of diminishing returns is. You have to sort this through for yourself. No contact, low contact, or reconfigured contact. But somewhere, sometime, you need to let go of explaining yourself to get free. Whether you're giving up being understood on a hot button issue or need of a more relationship overhaul, that's up to you. Either way, giving up and letting it drop is hard. Hard and involves some level of loss. You need support on making this shift. Here's the good news. Once you make the shift, you can stop being resentful of your daughter's needs and start moving into a more positive emotional space with her. paradoxically, when you let go, then you can fill up. You can learn to live from a place of confidence and empowerment instead of exhausting yourself trying to make everyone happy. With help and guidance, you can be a loving presence for your daughter, the loving presence you wished you'd gotten from your own mother. There are ways to do this. You can learn this. You were marked with your mother's pain, but you don't have to mark your daughter.